Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Cam Brennan alongside Stone Freeman here from the Hawk Sports Network. Today we're talking postseason basketball. No, not March Madness, but high school madness. Hendricken is into the semifinals, and guess who they're playing? Their old rivals, the LaSalle Rams. They'll be playing at the Ryan Center this Friday at 8 o'clock. Be there and get rowdy. But first, let's give you a little background into the game. First game that they played against East Greenwich was at CCRI. It was basically a packed house. Very, very, very pumped up. Both teams, actually, but it was more of a defensive battle. Hawks were very cold from the basically on the line. And they scored 39 points total, and that was because of Garfield Kustard and Justin Mazzulla, who hit each of them two clutch free throws to seal the game. I mean, if they missed those free throws, it was anybody's game at that point. Very strong performances by both teams. But Ira Loft, you gave him a stony point for a great hustle rebound. But Avengers ended up losing that game because of the fouling of Kustard and Mazzulla. Kustard, Mazzulla sealed it with the free throws. Stone, what do you think about that?
Cam, it was a great game. Past couple of games, especially against Mount Hope, the Hawks have showed a great amount of athleticism, great defense, great offense, and overall great team. They meet the team that they've yet to beat this year in LaSalle Academy. But, however, the teams that they've lost to along the way this year, Coventry, who they did lose to, but they also did beat, and North Kingstown, another team. North Kingstown's not in it. Coventry is still in it, but there's a good chance they could lose to Classical. So it's certainly a lot going on for the Hawks. Coach Gomes, rest of the coaching staff, certainly can handle this, though. They've been here before. Coach Gomes has won 7 state titles from 2003 to 2010, I believe. Hasn't been back here in a while, so he's certainly excited to be playing at URI again, and it's going to be a great game. We talked to him earlier today. He went over a lot with us how it's a team game. They're not relying on one person. They're relying on all 16 men on the bench. Of course, that's a great attitude going into it. They need performance from their bench. Like he said, Chris O'Brien, big three against East Greenwich to take the lead. Tremendous job. EJ Nygren has had great games off the bench. But they need everybody to step up. Ira Loft has been playing great. He has to keep that up. These guys are certainly not going down without a fight. And they have to keep doing what they're doing, Cam.
As you said, they did a great job. But defensive-wise, they played great for both games. Against East Greenwich, they only allowed the Avengers to score 35 points. But against Mount Hope, Matt Scott, who was their best player, they held him to 17 points. He averages at least 25 a night. And a big thing for them was to play lockdown defense. They locked down on Scott, and they have a very, very good, obviously good defense. They'll match up Duffy with Scott, or they'll match up Mazzulla with their best, with the opposing team's best player. And if they do that, they'll be very successful in their games coming up, especially against LaSalle this coming week.
That's right, Cam. I mean, this is certainly a great rivalry. Who doesn't love Hendrick and LaSalle? It's great. And I think what they have to do is, like you said, Cam, their key players, Mazzulla, some of their key big men, Parmley, Kustard, make sure not only they're playing offense, getting the dunks, because we all know that there's a lot of athleticism on this team, but they're also locking up on defense. There's two sides to the basketball game, and defense wins championships, offense wins games. They've showed great defense all year, but they have to keep this up. If that means completely giving everything you got on defense, LaSalle's a top-scoring team, 70 points a game or so. If you can keep them under 60 points, or under 70 points, which is their top, then you're doing a spectacular job. And then you worry about the offense. But worry about the defense first. If you're playing man-to-man defense, lock up that man. Don't let him go. Go by the ball you man type of thing. Watch where the ball is, watch where yourself is, and watch where your guy is. And lock up your key players on LaSalle. That's how they're going to win this game. Coach Gomes, like I said, has been here before. He certainly wants another banner hanging in Pepin Gym.
Now, we've been talking about defense for most of the podcast so far, but let's switch over to the other side of the ball in the offense. Against Mount Hope, it was Most contributing came from Matt Duffy, Will Parmalee, and Garfield Kustard. Each of them had over 15 points. Parmalee threw down twice. That was a big pump up for the crowd and the bench. Justin Mazzulla, he didn't really have his best game. He chipped in with an 8, I think, and Kyle Hensler chipped in with 8 as well. He had foul trouble, though. And we talked to some of the coaches before, and they tell us if they can get 4 guys in double digits, they'll have a good chance of winning every single game they play, because they play great defense, as you just said, and they play okay offense. If they score 65 or more points a game, they're bound to win that they're bound to win that game because their defense is solid.
That's right, Cam. I think a key thing that you briefly mentioned, I'll go a little bit more in depth in, is their backcourt, Mazzulla and Hensler. These two kids are young. One's a freshman, one's a sophomore. Both, in the 3 years combined they have on varsity basketball, they have 3 years of varsity basketball. That's what I'm trying to say. In high school basketball, they have 3 years of varsity basketball. They know what they're doing. They've had brothers that have played here and relatives who have played for Hendricken, so they need to keep doing what they're doing. Hensler's a little bit slower at times. You know, he may only have 2 points in the first half, but then he'll have 8 in the second. Mazzulla scores constantly. If these two guys can, because LaSalle can shoot the 3 unbelievably, they can hop out on those 3s, protect the 3s, and then crash the boards too. A lot of it's going to them. It's on their shoulders to play, like I said, I've been saying, 2 sides of the basketball game. Not worrying about how many points you get, worrying about how much defense you get. In stat sheets, the only thing defensively really that's there is blocks. But if you can walk off the court at the end of the game thinking to yourself that you put in a great amount of effort on defense and you stop then from scoring, it doesn't matter how many points you get. If you're a defensive player, you're helping out the team tremendously.
Now, we're going to bring up a game changer. We always use this for all the games to keep track of our stats. But when the Hawks are winning the turnover battle and staying out of foul trouble and having other teams turn the ball over, they're winning all their games. And another thing that I forgot to mention was if they're shooting over 65% from the foul line, they'll win those games. Now, the thing that hurt them last time in their first game was they missed 13 free throws. They won. LaSalle happened to win by 10. They also lost the turnover battle. So with those two things said, creating steals leads to transition offense. Transition offense leads to layups. Layups leads to 2 points on the board. And Matt Duffy is spectacular hands. He'll go up and steal the ball. He can has tremendous height, can leap up and grab a ball right out of the air and then go the other way for a quick basket. But Garfield Kustard also the same. Will Parmalee is a threat down low, rebounding and slamming it down. But I think the keys will be the seniors. We set in Mount Hope game, we thought EJ Nygren would be the key. Chris O'Brien happened to be the key in the East Greenwich game, hitting a huge three-pointer which tied up the game with 30 seconds left. And EJ Nygren has been spectacular this year. Nobody thought that he would be providing this much, I want to say, efficient baskets as he has been. He hasn't really broken out against any team this postseason, but I think tomorrow will be his night against the rival with LaSalle Rams. I think he'll have a big game.
Cam, it's certainly going to be a great game. I like what you mentioned about Matt Duffy. He plays excellent. He's got great hands, as we saw in his football season as a all-state cornerback. He's a great athlete. A lot's falling on his shoulders. A lot's falling on the shooter's shoulders. But the one thing I want to see out of this game is we've seen a great big game out of Garfield Kustar. He's played excellent, especially against Smithfield in the D1 tournament. I want to see Will Parmalee attacking the rim. Not dunking every single time, but getting to the rim, putting it up, and drawing fouls. And then if you get stuck underneath, kick it out, have somebody take a shot for 3. That's what I'm looking to see, Cam. I'm very interested in this game, and I hope the Hawks can pick up their first W against LaSalle this season.
I agree the same way, but I agree with Parmalee how he needs to attack the basket. He only had 3 points in the first game against LaSalle. Doug Harrison dominated down low. He had double-digit points. Parmalee has bigger size, but he's got to work against Harrison. He's got to do a quick move left or right and then go up strong. He has the potential to get Bayou and then throw the ball down. He doesn't need to throw it down, but it's a big boost for the crowd. Can take the crowd out of the game for the LaSalle fans, and it can pump up your crowd, the Hawk fans, and your bench. But Stone, you just made your prediction against LaSalle. What the Hawks need to do is, as we've been saying, control the turnover battle, win it at the foul line, and play solid defense. Stone, any last comments before we sign off?
Cam, if there's any coaching staff I want in this game coming up, it's the Hendrick and Hawks coaching staff. It's made up of a great group of guys head by Coach Gomes. They've all been here before. They're certainly capable of winning this game. They have to give it their all. This could be the last game of the season, obviously, and I don't want it to end here. If the Hawks can get past LaSalle and get to the finals, there's a great chance they can win the game against either Coventry or Classical. Everybody's saying Central. Everybody's saying how the road to URI, we've made it. I say this. I want to be at URI twice. The road to URI is not over. We've made it there. We have a pit stop against LaSalle. I want to move on to the final destination.
And that final destination, that game would be on Saturday at 7:30, but the Hawks game tomorrow will be at 8 o'clock. If you get there early, you could see Coventry take on Central. Coventry, the 6th seed, Central, the 7th seed. Both those teams came back against their opponents who they ended up beating, so they were a little bit of a Cinderella story, a 6-7, but the LaSalle Rams don't want to be part of that Cinderella story. They want to get the win against the Hawks, but the Hawks have different ideas. For Cam Brennan, for Stone Freeman, I'm Cam Brennan. We'll see you later.